We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B96 Drex and Nina, and on the phone with us is Tiffany.
Yeah, she's got kind of a tricky situation. Good morning, girl. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I've got a little situation going on with my people. So I have a friend. I've been friends with Bobby, our whole lives. I think we went, third grade or something. Like, we're cool, but at some point he started dating another girl, right? Her name's Courtney. And the thing is, though, when he started dating her, I don't always hang out with his girlfriends, but she and I became really good friends.
Okay.
Like, oh, she's awesome.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, like, and it's so, because sometimes, you know, he'll date someone, and I'm like, okay, whatever.
Tiffany, you and Bobby have never had anything happen between the two of you, right?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
Just friends. Okay, yeah, got it.
Like childhood friends.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you knew each other since
too long.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
But, so she and I became really good friends. So, problem is, they broke up. It just didn't work out. But now, he doesn't want me to hang with her anymore.
Oh.
He says he's known me longer, you know, I should
sure.
be loyal.
Right.
And I get that, but God, it's hard to find good girlfriends, you know?
Oh, I hear you, girl. Finding good girlfriends is hard.
But Tiffany, did Courtney cheat on him? Does he not want you to hang out with her because she's a bad person or what?
No, not that I know of. And I can't even, she's so cool. Like, they just, you know, it just wasn't. It just wasn't a good match after all.
Well, how long were they together? So, how long have you been building this friendship with this girl?
Oh, it's been, 2 years.
Okay. So they were dating for a while.
Yeah.
So, it's been a long, and she is my friend. Like, we hang out, and I've missed having, you know, a good girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he should just get over it.
Have you guys been arguing about it? Is it just kind of like a joke that he's saying, man, you need to stop talking to that girl?
Well, okay, it started like a joke, hey, you still, I think he didn't think that we were going to still hang out, but now he's getting really mad about it. And he's going, yo, what are you doing? Why are you still hanging out with her? I just think, I get that I've known him longer, but he doesn't owe me. It's not like friendships are property, you know?
They're not property, but there comes a point, I think, where Bobby does have the right to say, listen, if you're going to be around this person that is not helping my world, then now you're becoming a negative thing in my mind too, which sucks because you guys have been friends for so long. So he either needs to understand, or maybe you guys just need to take the space. I mean, is he asking you to really choose between the two?
Yeah, he really does not. I mean, I don't have to hang out with the two of them. I get that they didn't work out.
Right.
But I didn't break up with her.
All right.
Well, yeah, I know. It's like everybody's divorced now,
yeah.
And everybody has to go back to ground zero and start over. It's which really sucks.
It does suck. Yeah. It's really hard, even if you want to keep the relationship separate.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have Bobby on tomorrow to give his side of the story. But I think today what we're going to try to do is just kind of help you out and take some opinions from the audience and see what they think. Okay.
All right. Cool.
All right, here's the number, 312-591-9696. This always gets so difficult and hairy and really sticky with these situations when there's a breakup. So, you and I besties since grade school or whatever. And then this other dating thing comes in.
What should Tiffany do? That's the question. What should Tiffany do? Her best friend Bobby is asking her not to hang out with his ex-girlfriend Courtney. Because that's his ex. He just doesn't want it in his life.
Right.
312-591-9696.
But Nina, you were saying, you said something really intriguing during that phone call. You said that it's difficult to find girlfriends.
Yeah.
It is
a female, right?
Well, I think that at this point in your life, if it's not somebody that you've grown up with, finding new good girlfriends that you can trust, it's not always the easiest. A lot of people are guarded. So the fact that those two have a bond, that's not something that should be ignored.
Right.
But I also understand Bobby's side because those boundaries have to be there. I don't want my friends hanging out with my ex. I don't care who you are.
Well, again, we're going to talk to Bobby tomorrow. So you definitely want to join in so we can hear his side and why he feels that way. But we do want your opinion. 312-591-9696. You heard the story.
What should Tiffany do? pick a side or be
it's tough. It's tough. I mean, you know, everybody wants to go each other's way. You go this way, I go that way, but that's not really the way it works. We'll take your calls coming up next on B96. B96, Drex and Nina, good morning, and what a beautiful day it is. As a matter of fact, it's going to be beautiful right through the weekend. Right now, 71 degrees in downtown Chicago with this high of 78. So we were just talking to
Tiffany.
Yeah, and this is like a really weird triple connection.
It's actually very common. It happens all the time. So Tiffany's best friend is Bobby. It's a dude. He's been dating this girl, Courtney, for 2 years. And in that time, Bobby introduced his best friend, Tiffany, and Courtney to each other. And they became very close.
Yeah, besties.
But now
right.
that Bobby and Courtney are over, Bobby doesn't want Tiffany hanging out with Courtney anymore. Now Tiffany's like, do I have to really choose between these two? What do I do?
And then we were talking about a couple weeks ago, like you only have three good friends in your life.
Right.
Like
if you have five, if you can count them on one hand, then so you've had a successful
she's
life.
She's built
right.
this bond with this new girl, Courtney, and I understand where it's a difficult situation. I think what's the most difficult is, you know, if it was two guys. Like if his best friend was a guy and it was a girl, like that would be different. But the fact that it's two, you know, it's a guy and a girl that are friends and she befriended the Vex, that's what makes this like such a crazy, weird situation.
Because it's different kinds of bonds.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I'm trying to think what I would do in that situation. I guess I feel a certain type of way with my exes, like, because I have female friends. So if my,
Would you want your female friend hanging out with your ex?
No.
Isn't kind of the answer everybody take their own corner and you know you don't have to tell the other person that you're still friends with the other person, just like don't bring them up, right?
You would think it would be that simple, but I guess with social media and everything now it's just in your face.
I know, right?
Yeah.
With Insta, yeah.
For sure. So what does Tiffany do? 312-591-9696.
And don't forget, we are going to have Bobby on tomorrow to go ahead and give his side of the story because we do want to hear what he has to say. Maybe he has a great argument.
We hope so.
It happens to everybody at some point. Molly.
Molly in Oak Brook, good morning. You're on B96.
Good morning.
Hi there.
What's up, Molly? What should Tiffany do?
Tiffany should stay friends with the girl. I feel like, I don't know, like, you, girls, like, support you.
Girls have a better bond than your boyfriend.
Who's that in the background, Molly?
Her therapist.
My friend Mia.
Oh, two girlfriends are in the car.
But you know,
bonding on the phone.
And that's what I just said, actually, to you know, a second ago. I said there is a different kind of bond that females create.
Sure.
And that's why there's always that struggle, because later in your life, when you're starting to make new friends, you don't always have that bond with people. And when you find it, you hold on to it for dear life. And so I understand the struggle for Tiffany.
I honestly don't know, even though they're male-female, if we go all the way back to, like, elementary school, I don't know if I'm willing to give that friendship up because
that
river runs so deep.
Right.
Even though it's male, female, and now, you know, I'm friends with, you know, Courtney's a friend too. I mean, that's really difficult.
It is hard, but it's also Bobby's got to take responsibility for introducing the two of them together.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
did you really?
That.
That's what you wanted. You wanted your best friend to be best friends with your girl.
Thanks for the call,
Molly. Thank you. Molly's friend in the background. Thank you both.
But Tiffany should have approached that situation with caution. Right. If your best friend is Bobby and he's the guy, and like you said, Bobby's introducing his best friend Tiffany to his new girlfriend Courtney, she should be the one to have like an arm's length distance from her, knowing that this potentially might not work out. Instead of like diving into this friendship.
Yeah, but who knows that at the beginning of go to dinner
that's
and
why you
guess
should proceed
what?
With
all of
caution.
A sudden I hit it off with your girlfriend.
Or maybe Bobby was, see now we're assuming a bunch of stuff. That's why we got to talk to Bobby. Maybe Bobby, or I would assume Bobby was telling Tiffany like, hey, this isn't working out. We're going to be breaking up. Like, I'm sure it didn't come as a surprise to Tiffany as well. You know, like, hey, you broke up with Courtney? Oh no, I'm so devastated.
But it wasn't like 6 months. This is 2 years deep.
True. Different bonds can form.
Let's go to Ashley and Cicero. You're on B96. Good morning.
Good morning. I love you guys.
We love
Mucho
you.
Mucho amor.
So I've actually been on both sides of the spectrum. But I'm going to talk about how I was the one that was like, no, you need to stop talking to my ex. And so a friend of mine, we've been friends since high school. I'm 27, and we've been friends for years. And my ex and I were together for 2 years, had a dog, and we broke up. I was like, I can't take this anymore. He didn't help with my daughter. So I was like, you know, this isn't going to work out. My friend continued being friends with him and then would criticize me, going, why don't you let, you know, him back in your daughter's life and do all these things? And I was like, why are you still friends with him? And gave her all these reasons as to why
I broke up with him. You know, he doesn't provide for his kid.
Sure. Yeah, but and I think so, I think that at this point, I think your friend was looking out for your kid.
Right. But Ashley, you're saying that in this situation that we're talking about, Ashley, that Tiffany should cut the girlfriend off, right?
I think yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I understand. Thanks for the call,
Ashley.
Stay
loyal to the friend that you've been friends with this entire time.
Monica on the South Side, you're on with Rex and Nina on B96.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good morning. Good.
So what do you think?
I think Tiffany should stay with the girl because, look, you can't tell people what to do in life anymore, you know? Sure. They have their opinions. They want to stay with the, if they want to have good friends, they need to stay with that. With
but
that
isn't Tiffany?
Friend,
but isn't Monica? Isn't Tiffany disrespecting the friendship? And
cause not really.
No,
no,
she's
not really.
Her,
no,
her childhood friend. That's her real friend. Is
well,
telling
if
her.
You, if you make look, if you make if you make a relationship with your whatever that boy before, okay, that's so it didn't work out. Okay, but you can't take someone else when they became friends with that when Tiffany made that friend with that girl. So, I mean, it's like, you know, give and take, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
it is,
you know,
a give and take.
I want to say this. So we couldn't get a hold of Bobby today because he's working. So hopefully tomorrow we will get a hold of him. But, you know, I have to say this. You know, why can't Bobby man up and just get over it and say, you know what, if you guys want to be friends, go do your own thing. I just don't want to hear about it.
I mean, you would think that you could say that, but there's a part of you that's hurt. There's a part of you that wants to spend time with your best friend, and now you're feeling like they betrayed you. So that's why this is such a delicate situation. And Tiffany's put in the middle.
Right.
You know?
That she is.
So what should Tiffany do? 312-591-9696.
And don't forget, coming up, we actually have someone that's going through this exact situation, and we'll talk to them next, right here on B96.
Drex and Nina, B96, good morning. So we've been talking to Tiffany.
Yes, Tiffany is having a little situation because her best friend is Bobby. Bobby was dating a girl named Courtney. They were together for 2 years, and in that time, Tiffany became best friends with Courtney. Problem is now Bobby and Courtney are no longer together and Tiffany's still friends with Courtney, but Bobby says, no, girl, you got a pick. Take a side.
And we will have Bobby on the show tomorrow to give a side because, you know, there's probably things we're not taking into consideration or not necessarily understanding his point completely.
Because to why he feels so strongly.
Yeah. And by the way, they were besties since elementary school. So like, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old. So it's kind of a shame that all of this is becoming between them.
Right.
You know?
And we've been trying to help Tiffany out. And we actually have somebody on the phone that's been going through the exact same thing.
We'll talk to her in just a second. But first,
Eric in Albany Park. Good morning. You're on B96.
Well, I know her situation is her best friend and everything, but, you know, it's bad enough that some girls hate guys that hang around with their exes, and his best friend is hanging out with the ex. So how is the new girlfriend going to want to hang out with his best friend who's still hanging out with the ex?
That's true. That's a part of this whole situation that hasn't even been introduced yet because they're not there yet. So then if you were Tiffany, Eric, if you were giving her advice, should she just, like, stop hanging out with Courtney altogether?
You know, I mean, I can see where she's coming from, too. You know, yeah, it's hard to find good friends. But on the other hand, I mean, it's only 2 years. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, hey, you got to respect what your friend's going through. And if you're the true friend, then, hey, X is X. Okay, goodbye.
I think what's important here, thanks for the call, Eric, is that, you know, when you break up with somebody, you want out of sight, out of mind. You don't want to see that person ever again. And if that ex is hanging out with your best friend, a childhood friend that you've grown up with, I mean, they're going to end up on their social medias. They're going to end up at parties. They're going to end up everywhere.
You know what? When we get to talk to Bobby, and hopefully we will tomorrow, at some point, time has to pass, and you have to act somewhat grown up about it, right?
You do at some point, but I guess it's still fresh for him. Brittany and Darian, what do you think Tiffany should do?
I think Tiffany should stay friends with Courtney.
Stay friends with Courtney?
Yeah, I've been in a situation before.
So then did you stop being friends with your guy friend? Or did you have a happy ending?
So I was the girl that got broken up with. Well, I dated a guy for 5 years, and he had a girl that they were best friends, and I became best friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still best friends to this day.
Wow. Is she still friends with your ex?
Yes.
Okay, good. So how did he come to a point where he was fine with her being friends with you?
I think he just got over it. When me and him broke up, he was making her choose between me or him.
Wow, same thing.
And it was the same thing, and she did not want to do that. And we both got really upset about it because we became such good friends, and he was making her choose between me or him.
Sure.
And it just wasn't fair because we became so close.
Yeah.
So eventually he just, he was okay with it, and she moved on. I've moved on. We're best friends. I stood up in her wedding.
Wow.
I've got a daughter now. I'm a big part of her daughter's life. And they're still friends, but my ex and her, and me and him have nothing to do with each other. I don't know what he does with his life.
Right.
I don't hear anything about him, and me and the girl are still, like, best friends.
Yeah, we're Brittany, that's good for Tiffany to hear. Thank you for sharing that story,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Happy endings are possible.
Maybe.
That's what we're learning.
Yeah, Bobby, you better call us tomorrow. You better let us call you, whatever.
We're talking to Bobby tomorrow.
We want closure on this.
And hopefully we can get a happy ending for them. But yeah, we'll find out tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Bobby will be on with us.
Come hang out with us.
All right, your chance to win $1,000 with walking around money. That's $1,000 in cash coming up here in just a few minutes on B96.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.